Tanya for the 26th of Nisan, Chav Vav Nisan, is in Perek Mem Beis, chapter 42, Daf Samach Omed Aleph, and the English number on the bottom of the page is 222. After explaining that along with Ava, every person also needs to have Yira, at least the lower level Yira, in order to be serving God in what can be called Aveda, and explaining how this Yira, this fear, is available to every Jew, although fear is an emotion, and that comes from Seichel, from having an understanding of godliness, and not every Jew has an understanding, yet every Jew has this fear, is available to him, because we receive Das from the man, the person, who embodied Das, who was the embodiment of the Das, of Atzilus, of the knowledge of God, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Being one of the seven shepherds, he feeds and provides every neshama with a Das, which means a connection and a feeling in the mind that makes godliness real and that produces a fear of God. This is inherited by every Jew from the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. And also in each generation there is the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation and so on. But this fear that is within every Jew is hidden, and it takes a great effort to reveal it. But through the effort, if we search and we dig like we would for any treasure, then we can uncover and reveal this fear that every Jew has, which makes the mitzvahs that he performs into an avodah. What does he think in order to bring out this fear? What he has to meditate on and contemplate is the fact that God is standing over him and singles him out individually and has an individual relationship with him and observes and watches and listens and perceives all his deeds, including also the inner feelings of the heart. And as the Mishnah says, to always be aware of the eye that sees and the ear that hears. And now on Daf Samach, Amud Aleph, a little bit past middle of the page, the line begins, Reya V'ezen Shemas. Now, in trying to imagine that God is listening and God is seeing all that we do and all that we say, it is somewhat difficult to picture an ear and an eye, since we are told that God doesn't have a body. Gam ki ein l'dmus haguf. Although that God doesn't have a body, or even anything similar to a body, which makes it difficult to imagine God hearing and seeing, the statement that God doesn't have a body doesn't mean to say that God doesn't have the function of hearing and seeing, but on the contrary, by saying that he doesn't have a body, we mean that his hearing and his seeing are not restricted as they are for us. And as a result of not having a body, hakel goli v'yadu alafon of izbareich, all is revealed and known to God, b'yeser se'es le'en ketz, with a much greater degree, to a much greater degree, meidi yeser ayin ushmiyas eizna derech moshel, than would be possible through the seeing of the eye or the hearing of a ear. The hearing of an ear. Rather, God's knowledge is similar to a person who is aware of all that goes on within himself, within his own body, in the 248 limbs of the body. As, for example, the feeling of cold or warmth. And even heat that he feels in the toenails, if the toenail is burnt, comes in contact with fire, he feels it and is aware of it. So although it's a very low level and as far from the head as you can get, yet the person is aware of all that goes on within his system. And when we say that God hears and sees and knows, we're talking also about that kind of awareness that is total. So it's not the restricted seeing and hearing of an eye or an ear, but rather a total awareness. Chein mehusam v'atzmusam, and also the limbs themselves, not the events or the changes that occur in the limbs, but the limbs themselves, a person senses and is aware of his body. Chol ma shemispol mehem, and all that happens to the person, the Rebbe Shlita says that it should read mehem instead of bohem. And that's a reference not to the limbs, not going back to the limbs again, but this is the person himself. Yedeya umargish b'meiche, a person is aware and senses in his mind all that is going on with him. Ein yedeya zu al derech moshul, and it's this type of awareness, yedeya hakadosh baruch hu, that God is aware of kol hanifal b'chol hanivrayim elyeinim v'tachteinim. God is aware of all that happens with all of creation, in the highest levels to the lowest levels. Since all of these events and all of these creations all come from Him. As it says, from you all things are. And just as the mind is aware of all that goes on in the body because it all begins in the mind, in the same way, God is aware of all that goes on in the world because it all begins in Him. And this is what is written. That all that is formed, all that is created, is not withheld from you, is not kept from you, because everything that happens, God is aware of it, because it comes from Him. And as the Rambam writes this notion, this idea, and the sages of Kabbalah also agree, as the Ramak writes in the Sefer HaPardes, and that is that God's knowledge is a knowing within Himself. By knowing Himself, in God's self-awareness, He is aware and knows all of creation, which basically derives from His true existence. So all of existence is known to God because God knows Himself. And in knowing Himself, He knows all that there is, because all that there is, all that exists, comes from His true existence. The only difference between the mashal of the mind knowing what goes on in the body because it is its origin, and the way that God knows all that goes on in creation because He is the origin of all of creation, the difference is that the mind knows what goes on in the body because the mind is affected by it. What goes on in the body affects the mind, affects the neshama even. And so the neshama is aware of what goes on in the body not because of a desire for knowledge, not as a matter of choice, but instinctively the mind knows what goes on with the body, and the soul knows what goes on with the body, because whatever is happening to the body is affecting the mind and the soul as well. And of course, the soul feels the effect that that's having on it. Whereas with God, God is the origin of all things, but in being their origin, He is not affected at all by their experiences. And so His awareness of them is a voluntary one rather than an instinctive one, as he says further. This moshel that we're giving of the body and the mind's awareness of the body is only to help the ear, to appeal to the ear so that we can hear the idea and think about it. But if we go any further than that, the mashal is not similar to the nimshal at all. Because the human soul, even if we talk about the intelligence of the soul, or if we talk about the godly soul, the nefesh is affected by the events and by the occurrences that affect the body, and from the pain of the body. Why? Because the nefesh is literally clothed in the animal soul, and the animal soul is literally clothed in the body, and that means that when, in order to affect the body, the animal soul has to invest itself in the body. And in investing itself in the body, it becomes vulnerable to the body. In order for the godly soul to have an effect on the animal soul, it has to invest itself into the animal soul. And that means that it will be affected by the animal soul. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einei Mispol Chas V'Shalom Imu'urei Ha'olam V'Shinuyov, God isn't, God forbid, affected or changed by the events and occurrences in the world. V'Lei Me'Ha'olam Atzmei, and not also not from the existence of the world itself. Besides the events of the world, shekulam einam peyalim beishinui shum shinui chas v'shalom, none of them have any effect or bring about any change in God. God forbid, v'hine k'dei b'haskil zehetev v'sichleinu, and in order for us to understand this properly, how God can be the origin and the cause and the mover of all the worlds, and yet not in turn be affected by it. In order to be able to understand this in our with our seichel, kvar he'erichu chachmei ha'emes b'sifreihem, this is already explained at length by the sages of the Kabbalah in their writings, in their svarim. Ach kol Yisrael ma'minim b'nei ma'minim. But what is important here is not the theological explanation, but rather the fact that every Jew is a believer and the descendant of a believer. Our emunah does not depend at all on human intelligence and on philosophy. And therefore we all say in the davening, you are the same as you were before the world was created, and so on, in the davening, and as has been explained above, in Perek Chav. In today's Hayim Yom, for the 26th day of Nisan, the 11th day of the Omer, the Rebbe writes that the name of the Friedrich Rebbe's father, so the Friedrich Rebbe writes that in a sikh, my father said that Chassidus demands that which is said by a Kohen Gadol, that he should wash his flesh with water and then put on the clothes, the holy clothes, that what that means is that Chassidus demands that we should wash the external and cleanse it and then come to holiness. So he explains as follows. The understanding of Chassidus is supposed to affect us in thoroughly cleansing the flesh and rinsing away the habits. Habits are alluded to by the word es besore, that which is incidental to the flesh. In other words, that which was picked up through habit. And only then, after washing es besore, then ulevesham, he can put on the holy garments. Garments are basically thought, speech, and deed. Thought and speech of Chassidus, and the practice of Chassidim, of meditating before davening, of his bundanus, these are sacred garments. Garments that were given from the heights of holiness. So that we are given from above. But the person himself has to wash his flesh with water. The garments of the soul are given to us from on high. But washing away the unwholesome incidentals that come from the nature of the body and making the body itself holy, a holy body, this is achieved only by our own efforts. This is what Chassidus demands, and it is for this that the Alter Rebbe devoted himself completely with Mesiras Nefesh. He opened the channel and made it possible for everyone to have this total devotion, the self-sacrifice, to be able to serve God through davening, to be bound up to the essence of God. And Chassidus places the Chassid through these means face to face with the essence of God.